I'm Faith Little from Festivals Edinburgh. In our peak summer period, between the end of July and the beginning of August, there are 7 festivals, beginning with the Jazz Festival, including the Fringe, the International Festival, the Art Festival, the Edinburgh Military Tattoo, the Mela and the Book Festival. We have our film festival in June, but running on quickly after that, our Jazz Festival begins in the final week in July, and from then on the pace builds up. So the Art Festival begins, then the Fringe begins, and at one point we have 5 festivals taking place at the same time, really from mid-August until the end of August, and then slowly the pace slackens again. The Edinburgh International Festival continues, climaxing with the fireworks at the end of that festival, and our Mela Festival takes place at the end of that period as well, down in Leith Links. Our peak summer festival period is really the time when Edinburgh becomes the cultural centre of the universe. It's an immensely intense period. It's where every street, every theatre, every church hall, every space, every garage, people's homes, our parks, our squares become inhabited with art and events and ideas and fun, of course, as well. So it's an immensely intense cultural period that offers an unimaginable range of events for people of every single age and every single taste. There's nowhere else in the world to be at that time of the year. It's absolutely essential that these events to continue on all sorts of levels. One, because they're immensely important culturally. The quality of the work, the diversity of the work is incredibly important in itself. But also because they affect people in all sorts of ways. They transform their lives, they inspire children's imaginations, they encourage people to have pride in their city, they attract people from all over the world, they have enormous economic impact. But actually they're important to all of us. In terms of every little event has its own transforming effect, but in combination there is nothing else like it in the world. It defines a city and it defines Scotland in terms of cultural leadership and in terms of profile as well. All of our festivals, with the exception of the Fringe and the Art Festival, are curated by festival directors. And basically, their programming begins either as one festival's finished, or in many cases with big projects over a number of years. And in terms of the planning and infrastructure, ambitious undertaking, putting on an event that welcomes 4 million people into the city and deals with 25,000 artists. So it's a year-round planning process. What people can get from our festivals is immensely diverse. There are 3,000 shows. So what people can gain depends on who they are, but in almost all cases, inspiration, entertainment, distraction, ongoing stimulation, engagement with great ideas, contact with great artists, and a way of extending the possibilities of life through the riches that are available in the city at that astonishing time.